former U.S. attorney, Matthew Whitaker, worked with James Comey in that capacity. He also directs the nonpartisan ethics watchdog, the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, FACT. And he's here to discuss a couple things. First off, somebody who worked with Comey, worked in the intelligence world, former U.S. attorney in D.C. I wonder what he makes of these allegations that our former president actually ordered bugging of our next president. We'll get to that. But first, in regards to Jeff Sessions, a lot of people thought what happened last week was an attempted political assassination of our attorney general. I know that Mr. Whitaker, along with his organization, now calling for every senator, Democrat or Republican, to go ahead and release the names and dates of all their meetings with any ambassador over the last 3 years, just to show, I think, and you can weigh in on this, Matthew, that basically General Sessions was doing his job when he was a U.S. senator, yes?
Yeah, I mean, it's just how common it is for U.S. senators to meet with ambassadors and heads of state from various countries. And that, it, you know, sort of this outrage of really one meeting plus a interaction with a group of ambassadors at the Republican National Convention is fairly typical and par for the course. And sort of the hyperventilating that happened last week is a little excessive.
Unless there's no there, it's a big nothing sandwich, unless it turns out that he was, in fact, coordinating with the Russians ways to defeat Hillary Clinton. That would be, to say the least, inappropriate. But other than that, unless there's a smoking gun, see you later.
Well, yeah, and you know, the thing that sort of was crazy last week was this: the Democrats, especially people like Chuck Schumer and others, kind of dragging things like Watergate, the fact that this ambassador recruits spy assets for the Russians, and just this, you know, kind of a lot of false claims and accusations with no substantiation that were being reported by the media as sort of real or potentially of happening. I mean, it's beyond belief that, you know, Attorney General Sessions would have, you know, been co-opted by the Russians or otherwise, you know, participate in some, you know, conspiracy to sway the election.
That analysis and voice belongs to Matthew Whitaker, former White House attorney, U.S. attorney, and also the executive director of FACT.
Matthew, why the accusations of the wiretaps? Is it just to change the narrative of what's going on and with Jeff Sessions? And then how serious are these accusations?
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, we have, you know, a tweet sent out by the president that suggests that that his transition or his campaign was wiretapped by Obama or the Obama administration. I would tell you, as someone that has obtained wiretap warrants and also had cases that I've defended that involved wiretaps, it's a very high standard to get a federal judge to issue a wiretap warrant. And I would be surprised if that's the case. But you would figure the president of the United States would know after he got sworn in whether or not there was an active and ongoing case. His transition team, I mean, the president is the commander in chief and also the, you know, the chief law enforcement officer that's in charge of executing the laws. And so you would figure that he would have that knowledge. They couldn't keep that knowledge from him if there was a case or an open wiretap at the time. So I'm a little kind of like you. I'm scratching my head. I don't know if it was just to throw everybody off the trail or what, but it was a little outlandish, to say the least.
Matthew Whitaker, as a man who's worked with James Comey, who's our head of the FBI, is several years to go in his term. At some point, do you think this guy just bags it and goes into private practice?
I don't know. Jim's a good man. He has a public servant heart, and you know, he's probably one of the most upstanding and solid guys that I have ever worked with or had the pleasure to serve with. But you know what I can tell you about Jim is that he's just trying to do his job. But you know, some of these claims, he's got to you know, be a little frustrated with what is transpiring in Washington D.C. and kind of the, you know, the way that, you know, President Trump will just sort of say these things that puts Comey and others in the law enforcement community and intelligence community on their heels, kind of trying to respond to these, you know, claims, whether they're true or not. I guess we'll have to just wait and see.
How many, when you worked in D.C., how apparent was it that certain agencies were, in fact, leaking information? Could you tell right away, or do they cover their tracks pretty well? Or I guess it probably depends on who.
Yeah, you know, my experience in the federal government, you know, people at the highest levels, you know, had deep and ongoing relationships with members of the news media. And those relationships had spanned years, and those sources for the news media would be willing to give that information, and it's frustrating because it's hard to chase down, it's hard to investigate, and at the same time, oftentimes while you know who's doing it, it's impossible to prove a criminal case.
Thanks for your time, Mr. Whitaker. It's always great getting your experience, your expertise, your analysis.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Take care, Matthew Whitaker, who also played for your Iowa Hawkeyes. He was a big starter up there, tight end, many years ago.
That's good stuff right there. You can play D1 ball. You're a stud.
Guys tend to be achievers.
Yeah.